والشفع والليل إذا يسر. الصلوات. First of all, I would like to congratulate Imam of our time, Imam Zamana, Ajjal Allah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and all Mu'mineen and Mu'minat on very auspicious eve of birth of Janabe Fatima, Janabe Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I recited ayah from Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah is saying, well, Wal-Fajr, by the break of day, Walayalin Ashr, and by 10 nights, Walayalin Ashr, not only one night, 10 nights. Then Quran is saying, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَطْرِ, and by even and odd. Now my subject is brief life history of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha. As we know that, 35% of the Quran, or one quarter of the Quran, it is in the madh and fazilat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Where Allah is praising this holy family. But there is a certain ayah which actually talk about the contribution of Zainab Salamullah alayhi. Why I'm telling? Because Allah is buying with 10 knives. Here difference between commentary and some they are saying, these are the 10 nights of last 10 night of holy month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. If they are right, they are making mistake. Because they are saying last 10 night of the holy month of Ramadan, Allah is by with the name of these 10 nights. But here remember, from these 10 nights, 5 nights are very important. According to Muslim Ummah. Either the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, or 23rd, or 25th, or 29th, or 29th, when Allah revealed the Holy Quran, none of Muslim Ummah or commentarian, they are saying it was either 21st or 22nd, either 23rd or 24th, either 25th or 26th, either 27th or 28th, either 29th or 30th. Because all they believe that it was odd night, not even night. It was odd night, not even night. The other group, they are saying, actually, it was remembrance of the great sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, because this is also 10 nights. But actually, here also they are making mistake. First 10 night of month of Zil Hajj, it is very important. This is part of the Hajj. Hujjaj, they are starting their journey of Hajj with Umrah and they are completing with Hajj. But remember, there were the 3 nights. In those 3 nights, one is even, 2 is odd. Because 3 nights he seen dream. And thereafter he went for sacrifice of his son and he went to sacrifice him. But what was the final day? It was even or odd. Issue is that. Because Quran, it is very systematic book. Quran, it is the word of Allah. Quran, you cannot find any conflict in the Quran. Quran, you cannot find any dispute in the Quran. In Quran, you cannot find any kind of the difference in the Quran. If Quran is saying even and odd, or Quran is saying odd or even, so that means it is constant, not variable. It is constant, not variable. So Quran is buying washafi, even. Walwatr, odd. The final day of the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim, it was even or odd. Issue is that. It was even or odd. If it was even, so that means the sequence of that ayah should be walwatre washrab, not washrabe walwatre. So sequence of the ayah should be walwatre washrab. That means odd anyone. But the tenth of Zilhaj completed his sacrifice. Then Allah called him, Qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya. O Ibrahim, you completed, you made true your dreams by sacrificing your son, and we accepted your sacrifice. But see, it was the 10th of Zilhaj. It was even day, not odd day. Thereafter, no contribution. Thereafter, no dream. Thereafter, history is complete. Now, third part, and which is very authentic part, and it is the sacrifices of holy family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is not the revelation of Quran. This is not the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail. But it is the greatest sacrifice in the history of mankind where there are brother and sister. When they left Medina, brother he was leading the group. After the shahadat of Imam Hussain, Janabe Zainab Salamu Alaiha, she took the charge. Now till Ashura, Janabe Zainab Salamu Alaiha, till Ashura, because Imam Hussain Islam, he is head of the group. After the shahadat of Imam Hussain Islam, there was the 11th of Muharram, when Janabe Zainab, she is leaving Karbala. She is captured by Yazid army. Now it was 11th of Muharram. Quran is saying, وَالشَّفِ وَالْوَطْرِ, by with even and odd. So even was sacrifice of Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and odd was sacrifice of Janabe Zainab salamu alayhi salawat mahi baba azibullah. Because in whole history you cannot find this sacrifice. This is only the sacrifice of Hussain and Zainab. Washab, this is the leadership of Hussain. And Walwatr, this is the leadership of Zainab. It was the command of Hussain, it was the command of Zainab. And the last part of this surah, Ya ayyatun nafsul mutmainna, this is the biggest proof for the contribution of these two brother and sister. This is the biggest proof. Now look, Janabe Zainab salamu alayha, she was born in honorable family, great family. Mother was Janabe Fatima Zahra. Of course, this is one kind of honor. Mother, father, grandfather, brother, they all were masoom, infallible. But see, in the history of mankind, in the history of infallibility, there were so many people, those who were born in the royal and noble family, but they were failed to save their dignity. Because it was the first family on this earth. And they were the two sons of Adam, Habil and Qabil. Of course, to be son of one prophet, it was great honor for Habil and Qabil. But the Habil who protected, Qabil who spoiled, who ruined. Now, after that, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he boarded on his boat, he and the good people of his time. And the rest, they were drowning in the flood. One of his sons. Of course, there was one honor, respect for him. What? Because he was son of prophet. But see, to be a son of prophet, this is of course, this is one kind of the dignity, but this is not cause for liberty. This is not cause for najat. This is not cause for salvation. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he boarded with his few good people. His son, he denied. He refused to sit with him. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he is praying to Allah. Surah Al-Hud, surah number 11, ayah number 45, he is praying to Allah. Wanada Nuh. And remember the time when Hazrat Nuh, he called his Allah and his Lord and he was praying to Allah. Inna abni min ahli, Allah, he is my son of my family. He is my son of my family, he is my son, first thing. And second thing, ahli, ahli, part of my family. Ahli means, when we are saying ahl in Urdu or Arabic, we are saying ahl means eligible one. To be a son, that is another issue. To be eligible one, that is another issue. son, because Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he is not praying to Allah, he is my son. At the same time, he is praying to Allah, he is my son. And because of being my son, he is eligible for that. Allah is saying, Allah is denying. Allah is denying one thing, prayer for two things. Prayer for two things. Prayer for that, he is my son. Prayer for that, he is my family. But Allah is saying, قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. And Allah said, no, he is not your ahl, he is not eligible one. Allah is not denying, he is not your son. That means, Allah is denying one thing, Allah is accepting one thing. Denying that, he cannot be a ahl, he cannot be an eligible one who can get prosperity today. So what happened? He was son, but he could not be an ahl, ineligible. Now, Janab-e Zainab, of course, she was born in the family where there were the panjatan. Because in the history of ismat and taharat and infallibility, you cannot find best time. This was the 10 years in Medina, where there were 5 masumin. From 7 years, where there were 5 masumin. 5 panjatan. And Janab-e Zainab, she was born in 5th year, 5 AH, after Hijrah, after migration. She was born in the Panjatan family. But look, after the revelation of Ayat Tathir, in Ayat Tathir, just we recited Hadith al-Qisa. And this is my humble request to you. Beauty of recitation of Hadith al-Qisa is salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Beauty of our jashn is salawat. And because it is recommended when you begin recitation of Hadith al-Qisa, you read 3 times salawat and you end with 3 salawat. And not only that, while one of your masoom, one of your imam, he joined Rasul under this chadar, under this kida, under this sheet, you recite salawat. So remember one thing, because what happened once, one of our mu'min is reciting salawat, then thereafter people remember, oh, we supposed to recite salawat here. You remember this thing. Always, either you are reciting individually, either you are reciting in group, either you are reciting in jashn, or wherever, remember beauty of recitation of Hadith al-Qisa salawat. After the revelation of Hadith al-Qisa, for 40 days, not for 1 or 2 days, Rasul, he is going to house of Janab-e Fatima Zahra salamul alayha, after every prayer, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And at the door he is standing there. Really, this house is azim. This house is great. Because where Rasul and Prophet of the time, he is standing and he is saying, salam upon you, peace be upon you, and may Allah bless you all. For 40 days he was going after the namaz. So I mentioned once, when the people, they are asking why we are reciting ziyara after the completion of our prayer, because this is the sunnah of our Rasul. When he was completing his prayer, he was going toward the house of Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, and he was saying, assalamu alaykum ya ahla baytin nubuwa wa ma'adhinu risala. May Allah bless you. Ya Ahl Baytin Nubuwa, he's not saying Ya Ahl Baytin Nabi, remember. There is a very important point to be noted. He's not saying Wa Ma'adinu Rasul, he's saying Wa Ma'adinu Risala. Assalamu alaikum. Ya Ahl Baytin Nubuwa, Wa Ma'adinu Risala. Ahl Bayt, family. Ahl Bayt, people of house. But not Nabi, Nubuwa. That means what? They are not family of the person, they are family of the personality. They are not family of the person, they are family of the personality. They are not family of the individual, but they are family of the rank and position. They are family of the status. So Ahle Baytin Nubuwa, and when Rasul was saying Ahle Baytin Nubuwa, may Allah bless you, peace be upon you, oh, family of the prophethood, not family. family of the prophethood. So Rasul is clarifying one issue. Maybe you can make one contact or create one relation with Rasul, but you cannot make relation with the Risala. There is no concern between me and you. Why Quran itself is saying, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ صَلَوَاتٌ. So assalamu alaikum ya ahl bayt an-nubuwa. May Allah bless you, peace be upon you, O family of prophethood. Wa ma'adin ar-risala, salam upon you. This is greeting from me. Ma'adin ar-risala, treasury of risala, treasury of messengership. Now, when Rasul was visiting this house, in this house, Ali was living, Fatima was living, Hassan was staying, Hussain was there. There were two small brothers also. One was Zainab, one was Umm Kulthum. So that means Rasul is not addressing these four people, but Rasul was addressing, there were six people. So when Rasul was addressing that six people, so you may say, when Allah revealed this ayah, yutahharakum tathira, this is not only for 14 masumin, but Janab-e Zainab is there. Umm Kulthum is part of ayah tathir. Salawat pahe baawaze buland. Once again, little bit louder, salawat. La tumma salala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. So assalamu alaikum ya ahl bayt an-nubuwa wa ma'adin ar-risala. So Janabe Zainab, she's a part of this family. She's also part of ayah tafheer. Rasul is saying salam to them. Another thing, how Rasul, he was loving Janabe Zainab. One very important issue from the history. I'm going to resolve this one also. See, brothers and sisters, really, this is misfortune of Muslim Ummah when they fabricated hadith and they added what they want and they omitted what they desire from hadith and history. And the biggest problem is when they are saying, Janabi Sayyidah Salamullah Alayha Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammad Alayhi Wasallam. She was not only a daughter of Rasul, but there were three more before her. Ayat, ahadith, history, all are crying. And inshallah, on 3rd of Jamadil Akhir and 20th of Jamadil Sani. Inshallah, when there will be a special night to discuss this issue. Inshallah, we shall. But see, here very important issue. Janabe Zainab, she is very small at the time of Shahadat of our Rasul. But Rasul, he is concerned about the marriage of his daughter, granddaughter, who is just five years old. How is concerned about her marriage? Calling son of his cousin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Jafar Tayyar. Calling Muhammad ibn Abdullah Jafar Tayyar. And then he is saying, Banuna lebanatena, our sons, they will marry to our daughters. Wabanatona lebanina, and our daughters, they shall marry to our sons. So Zainab and Umm Kulthum, they are my daughter. Abdullah and Muhammad ibn Jafar al-Tayyar, you both are my son. Of course, with the relation of your father, Jafar al-Tayyar. But at the same time, another very important relation which I am going to make between you, and that is, you are going to be a grandson-in-law of mine. Now remember, when Rasul chosen these two sons as his son-in-law, they were mu'min, and he is appreciating Abdullah ibn Jafar al-Tayyar and his father's contribution, because hadith is very complete. Rasul is saying, I love Jafar al-Tayyar for few reasons. Number one, because he is son of my uncle Abu Talib. And I am loving him for another reason, because Jafar al-Tayyar, he was loved by Abu Talib. And I am loving Jafar al-Tayyar, because Jafar al-Tayyar, he was the first immigrant from Mecca. So there were the few reasons for Jafar al-Tayyar. And Abdullah ibn Jafar al-Tayyar, he was also favorite boy of family of our Rasul to our Rasul. Because there are few ahadith where historian they are writing, Rasul was loving all children. But after Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain, who was the favorite one, he was Abdullah ibn Jafar al-Tayyar. So he has chosen Abdullah ibn Jafar al-Tayyar as his grandson-in-law. Now remember the issue which I am going to explain. People they are saying there were the three daughters of our Rasul and they were married to. Two were married to one, but one she was married to the one who was kafir. And the second one who was married to these two, he was also kafir at the time of wedding and marriage. So Rasul-e-Khuda, who was careful about his granddaughter, and he is not giving her hand to the one who is unbeliever, so how comes, not only in his life, he is planning for the day which will be happen after his shahadat and death. So how comes in his life he is choosing the one who is unbeliever, who is the kafir one? So it is difficult. They were not daughter of our Rasul. Now, Janab Zainab Salamullah Alayha, as we mentioned now, we have heard in Ash'ar and poetries in Qasaid. Janab Zainab, there was great contribution of Janab Zainab Salamullah Alayha. It is not started from Karbala. Because people generally they are thinking that Zainab, her life is starting from Karbala. People they are in the impression that her contribution it started from 11th of Muharram. Of course it was a great contribution, unforgettable, remarkable. But actually Janab Zainab, her contribution is from the time of her birth. And remember when Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, he migrated, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He migrated from Medina to Kufa and he's chosen Kufa as his capital and capital of his government. His beloved daughter Zainab, she was with him. She arrived in Kufa. Kufa, where there was not any Imam or Nabi before. People they need Hadith, Quran, and education of Islam. So now it was the duty of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and at the same time it was the duty of the daughter of Ali. So what Janab Zainab she is doing? When she arrived in Kufa, she called daughter and girls and ladies of Kufa to teach them Quran. Janab Zainab she did. She taught them Hadith. And she started teaching. Now she changed the environment of Kufa. Ali ibn Abi Talib has chosen Kufa. So now I can say Kufa, which is twin city of Najaf. Kufa, it is twin city of Najaf. Najaf is a place where our biggest hawza was there. And still today our grand marja is living there. And we are praying to Allah for the day when inshallah our hawza ilmiya, it will open there. They will come inshallah. But see, actually, Hawza it was opened by Janab Zainab with her arrival. So I can say that Hawza was actually opened with the arrival of Zainab. Because Ali, he started teaching in the Masjid al-Kufa. And Zainab, she was started teaching in her house. Fatima tabazatum minni. Fatima is part of mine. Zainab is part of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Fatima, she was teaching in Medina. And now, it was the continuation of Fatima, what Zainab was doing there. Brothers and sisters, this was the contribution before the tragedy of Karbala. But after that, only two or three points and I'm going to complete my English lecture. See, tragedy of Karbala, really it was very difficult. They were suffered. She sacrificed her two sons. She had four sons. From these four, Ali, Abbas, Aun and Muhammad. And daughter, her name was Umm Kulsum. Because see, generally our children, they are knowing that there were two sons, Aun and Muhammad, they were sacrificed in Karbala, they became shaheed, martyred there. But actually there were four. These two were martyred in Karbala and her progeny continued with these two sons. And daughter was Umm Kulsum. Janab Zainab, she suffered there, but see, people, when they are falling in the trouble, of course Zainab, she is not complaining. Of course, Zainab, she was patient one. Of course, she was determined lady. Of course, she was devoted lady. Of course, she was dedicated to her job. What Hussain ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam, given to him, her. But, in Karbala on the day of Ashura, there was one definition of death, where son of Hazrat Imam Hassan described what is the test of death. Hazrat Qasim is saying, Ahla min al-asal. It is sweeter than honey. In the history, no one has done before. No one has described the test of death. But you cannot find in the history of mankind anybody who has described the test of calamities. Test of calamities. Test of difficulties. Test of problems. Zainab, she was suffering, but while she is addressing the gathering and she is giving her khutbah, she is saying, Ma ra'aytu illa jameelan. Son of Ibrahim can say, Ya batifal ma tomar, O my father, too. As your Allah commanded, Satajanuni inshallah min as-sabirin. Inshallah, you will find me patient one. But here Zainab, she is not saying there is sabr. Zainab, she is not saying really it was difficult. Zainab, she is not saying thanks not only. But she is saying, Ma ra'aytu illa jameelan. Whatever suffering, whatever difficulties, whatever problem we faced, it was beautiful. Death of a son, giving chadar, walking from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham, spending more than 1 year in the prison, she was captured. But what she said? She describes, see, no one can describe what is problem, what is difficulty, but she's saying, Ma ra'aytu illa jameelan, I haven't seen except beauty. She has forgotten everything by saying, Ma ra'aytu illa jameelan. And one more thing, brothers. It was the street of Kufa. It was the street of Sham, Syria. People, they were enemy. People, this is the last point. People, they were called by Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. They came, they gathered, they assembled. Big crowd. Zainab, she is captured. Who lost her beloved one. She is walking. She is hungry. She is thirsty. People, they came to what? To disgrace Zainab. To disgrace family of Rasul. They gathered here to disgrace Zainab. But what Zainab is saying? How she is changing all environment. She started addressing the people. She was capable one. Not only her father and mother, they were capable. And history, it witnessed the capability of the Zainab. She started delivering khutbah and sermon. They came to disgrace Zainab salamullah alayha, dishonor or insult her. But what happened when she started giving khutbah and thereafter people they change, they become angry over Yazid. They became angry over Ibn Ziyad. So it was command of Zainab. See, Zainab, she can change thousands of the people with her one sermon, what she did in Kufa and Sham. Zainab was able to change not only these street people, she was able to change the people, those who were around Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. She started from the streets of Kufa and Sham, gone to courtyard of Kufa and Sham. And finally, when she was